And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. And, you know, we always try to make you aware of things that are on the horizon. And certainly one is Electrical Safety Month is the month of May. It's a time that we try to, you know, bring about a few of the things. The electrical system in your home is fairly complicated and it's a very safe system, but there are a number of things that we like to, you know, make you a little more aware of. Right now with me is Talia Salvador from Leviton. Our friends at Leviton are always right on the forefront of all the information to really keep your home safe. And Talia, certainly glad you're with us today.
Thank you, Danny. Glad to be here.
Now, you know, homeowners have gotten pretty familiar with GFCIs or ground fault circuit interrupters that have been around a long time that you use around bathrooms and kitchens, outdoor areas and things like that, that, you know, in the event that you have a little moisture that's indicated there, it will trip the breaker or trip the actual outlet before there's a problem there. And certainly they've been around a long time, but now more and more people are finding out about AFCIs, and tell us exactly what that is and why it's pretty darn important to homeowners.
Sure, Danny. Well, AFCI outlets are designed primarily to recognize many types of potentially hazardous arc faults, and they respond by interrupting power immediately. So once the AFCI interrupts that power, it reduces the likelihood that the home's electrical system can become an ignition source of a fire.
Sure. You know, because one of the examples there is, you know, how innocent is it to, you're hanging a photo, you're hanging a picture, you're hanging a mirror, whatever. And, you know, of course, it's just bad luck if your whatever your fastener is goes into the wall and into a wire, like a piece of Romex. Well, if you don't have that, ability to have the AFCI affect that, we know what could happen there. The combustible materials, potential fire, that's really where a lot of the problems come in.
Yes, it's very important to have AFCI protection. And in fact, the CPSC, or the Consumer Product Safety Commission, has estimated that up to 50% of home electrical fires could have been prevented with the installation of an arc fault circuit interrupter receptacle or circuit breaker.
And, you know, people do, boy, you go in homes these days and you see cords running all over the place. And, you know, well, the bed used to be over there, now it's over here, and they've got a cord running under the rug and that kind of thing. And after a while, that thing's going to wear out. So, you know, that's another one of those situations. You can talk to the guys, the firemen, and they'll tell you time after time what was causing a particular fire, whether it was a lamp cord that had a nick in it here or there. That's another advantage of the AFCI.
Absolutely. There are a lot of many daily common activities that can cause arcing in your home's wiring system. So having these AFCIs installed in your home is really an excellent preventative measure to take.
Now, Leviton does a whole lot more than that. And of course, with some of the smart home technology and so forth, again, you guys are right there. And, when I run into my buddy Jay Sherman and talking about all of the different things that are available out there, what do you think about the whole smart home? And that I almost get tired of using that term because, you know, it's smart devices, let's say, to make living a little easier. Certainly, again, a big growth opportunity for a lot of the homeowners out there.
Absolutely. I think especially if you factor in that Leviton has actually just introduced a internet-enabled load center. So homeowners can actually take charge of their home's energy consumption and be able to control their circuits remotely, which is very important, especially in today's age where all of your appliances are smart home enabled and everything in your house is kind of internet ready, right?
Right, sure.
So to have a load center at the center of all of that is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, what do you think about that with having an entire breaker box
right. That
you can control each and every one of those? Of course, number one, you want the breaker box to be labeled properly. You know, that does happen from time to time.
Of course.
But other times, you know, you don't have that. But when you have it installed right and you're able to actually turn that off with your phone, think about you're working out in the shop and you want to turn that breaker off and you can do that without calling your wife and saying, turn off breaker number 17.
Right.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, or when I'm out of town and my wife's using too much electricity and just start turning off breakers.
Joe, you shouldn't do that.
That's our favorite way to do it.
There you go. She'll call me from the dark. What's going on? You're playing with your laptop again.
I'll fix it.
No, but it starts with your cell phone, right? And now we just want everything to be accessible at all times. And why not your electrical system as opposed to anything else? Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, we'd really encourage you to check out Leviton.com because there's so many things that they're introducing all the time. They're always, their research and development department is unbelievable there. And to be able to continue developing things that aren't just gadgets, there's things that can really help us be safer in our homes, more convenient, more comfortable. All of those things are extremely important to the quality of life. And you might be surprised, even something as simple as a remote control switch. You know, you're sitting there, and that doesn't mean you're lazy. It's convenience to be able to pick up your phone or your remote control and turn a fan or a light on and off, the dimmer switches ability. It goes on and on and on. I would encourage you to go to Leviton.com and check that out. Talia, I certainly appreciate you being with us today, and enjoy your time here in and around the studio.
Thanks so much, Danny.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, we did a show a while back, Joe, about just simple devices and being able to do that and taking a single pole switch out and show how simple it is to install a new smarter switch. And people got a lot of response from that.
Yeah.
It's the demystifying the whole electrical systems in the home really worked out pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, most people, most DIYers are a little concerned, and as they should be, about any electrical projects, but electrical upgrades, meaning switching out an outlet or a light switch or even a light fixture, if done correctly, you know, if you turn off the power, you know what you're doing, it's really not that dangerous at all. So, Leviton makes it easy. They've got great products. And if you go to their website, you get more information.
That's great. And we'll be featuring a lot more information about Leviton as on our television show as well as here on today's Homeowner Radio.